Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. I can't do this. Five, 9, 7, 5, 3, 7, 1, 0.
Hello.
Hi, it's me, Jeff. I can't start crank up the thing before they allow me, so that's why I had to
wait. How far in advance do they let you?
Only 15 minutes before the time slot.
Oh, you're inside the 15 minutes from what I can see.
I am. So
10 minutes to 10.
Dial in? I know. Have you tried to dial in?
No, what I did is I tried to go on the internet. I have not tried to dial in. When I dial in right now, it always puts me on hold. I'm trying to use the internet.
Right.
But it's okay. I'll do it on the phone. I'll do it on the phone.
No,
it's not a problem. I'll do it.
Either way, it works. Maybe, I don't know. I've never used the other system. So.
Okay, I'll do it on the phone. It's not worth hassling with now. It's 10 minutes of. I will just do it on the phone.
Okay.
Don't worry about it. Okay?
So should I hang up and then you'll call later? Or
no, I'll call in right now on the phone number. It always lets me in early on the phone number. It just won't let me in early on the internet.
Okay. All right. Very good.
It doesn't look like it will. Hold on a second. I'll just put online activation. Let me see something. Nope, it won't let me do it. I have to have an account.
Okay.
All right. Let me call in on the phone.
Didn't realize that.
All right.
Thank
you. All right.
Bye-bye. Bye.
I'm okay. I'm there.
Good morning. Are you there? It's you, Jeff. Okay,
I'm here.
Great. Thank goodness. Okay. So
Brendan might be a little late.
That's okay. That's all right too. Oh goodness. So how did you find out that you had COVID? Did I lose you? Okay. Maybe I've lost him for some reason. All right, I'll keep talking just in case you're there. Okay.
Hold on a second. Okay, now can you hear me?
Yes, I can. I was just wondering, how did you realize that you were sick?
I heard that. Marilyn got sick on Sunday and felt awful yesterday. And we did tests yesterday, and she came back positive.
Uh-huh.
I came back negative yesterday, but came back positive today, and I'm going for a CVS lab test.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's on the antiviral medication, and I'm trying to get my doctor, who is one of those doctors that I don't do anything unless you come in and I get an office visit, because I have to get paid for what I do.
Uh-huh.
And so I told her office, I said, okay, after I get done with my show, I will come over there and the positive COVID guy, will walk in your office. No, you can't do that. Well, then how do I get an office visit?
I love this. It's
I mean, seriously, how do you want to do an office? Well, we'll do a teleconference. I said, okay, when are you going to do a teleconference? Well, we have to talk to the doctor first.
Oh,
you mean Dr. Holland, who's in the office one day a week while the rest of you do all the work?
Hmm.
I was really
amazing.
Pissed. Okay. I said, I'll send you a picture of my positive test. How's that sound?
Unbelievable.
I'm trying to save a holiday weekend and Marilyn's birthday and all the parties. I'm trying to save all of that. And you're telling me, well, after you get the results from your test at CVS, tomorrow we'll think about it. Well, that means, okay, I've blown the weekend because that's 5 days.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, that's what you want to do?
And they said yes?
Well, they said, well, we'll talk to the doctor. Everything's we'll talk to the doctor. When are you going to talk to the doctor? When we get a hold of her. I said, every time I call your office, you got to go find her.
Yeah.
What is she, just the bookkeeper?
Maybe
she collects the money?
Maybe it's time to get another doctor.
I have not seen this doctor since December, and I've been in their office 4 times.
Really? My gosh.
Yeah. All I ever see are the physician's assistants. Okay.
Wow. Well,
that's how she makes a living. And the office is almost always
evidently.
Empty. I never, maybe two or three patients there. Mm-hmm. And she's got this big staff, so I don't know what's going on. So be that as it may, it is what it is. I will work with it.
Yeah. You sound
so,
a little
Brent
stuffy.
Had it. Yeah, I'm a little stuffy. I've got a headache. I've got I'm sneezing, I'm coughing. I've got to be right near the mute button during this entire episode. Because every time I go to cough, I'm going to have to hit the mute button.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's kind of, where things are right now. I got a fever and I feel like crap.
Oh, gosh.
So I'm a little unhappy with my doctor at the moment. I just don't understand. I've been trying to find.
I don't get it either.
A primary who actually cares about their patients. Yeah, I don't understand. I can't do anything unless I get paid. I have to have an office visit. But you want me to come walking into your office with COVID? Seriously? That's what you really want?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll wait till tomorrow to be sure you're positive, and then we'll figure something out. I said, figure it out now.
It's like going around in circles. It's amazing.
Yeah. I mean, if there wasn't so much going on here, I'd be telling this story online. Honest to God. But we have too much crap going on right now that.
I hear they're having another meeting that was
yes, they're having a hearing this afternoon
today.
At 1:00. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the main witness, as it has been disclosed, is God, what's her name again? Hold on a second. I gotta hold on. Forgot her name. She's Meadows' number one assistant. And I'll get it in a second here. I'll have her name in a minute. Here it is. Cassidy Hutchinson.
And that's a new revelation.
Apparently I don't think she's the big surprise. Unless she has been threatened.
Wow.
And she's ready to testify that she has been threatened. Because she didn't want to testify live. She gave them an interview off the record, not sworn to. And now all of a sudden she wants to testify. She changed lawyers.
I see.
So they want to get her on the record before she changes her mind again.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there's more to it than that. I think there's other things they're going to talk about. I don't know what.
Yeah.
And nobody seems to.
Neither
do I. There's something else going on.
Mm. Well, you have a
so
good,
1:00 we'll
a
find
good
out.
Nose. You could smell it.
It's going to
be
my task. The one thing I'm most upset about is everybody's talking about all these terrible things that are going to happen between the states because of the, competing laws. What did I say a year ago? That it would reduce our country to a state of legislative civil war and that there would be attempts to extradite doctors for doing something legal in their state, but someone comes from a state where it's not permitted. And they're going to try to extend it, and they're going to try to do a Dred Scott decision. And by the way, Justice Thomas, if you're ready to throw away gay marriage, would you explain to me why we wouldn't throw out interracial marriage? Loving is based on the same thought process. It's even cited
absolutely
in Obergefell. So I guess you're going to have to try to figure out a way to stay married to your wife.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, do you know how much she's worth? You know how much she's
I'm
worth?
I'm sure she's worth more than he. No idea. No idea.
$78 million
$78 million
She owns 9 properties, including a mansion in California. She owns 3 boats, 11 luxury cars.
Oh.
He is living off the fat of her fat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Well, he's a good boy.
And you're telling me that that money and the things that she does to make that money, he knows nothing about.
Yeah, that's impossible.
That is just absurd.
Yeah.
Just crazy. So now people are talking about all kinds of things with the Supreme Court. They're talking about having 18-year fixed term. That's all you can do. And then you can take a job somewhere else in the judiciary. 18 years, that's all you get. That means there's one appointed every 2 years. That means that every single president gets at least 2 appointments.
Mm.
That's their thought process.
Wow.
So the court doesn't stay stagnant. Interesting.
Yeah.
They'd have to amend the Constitution for that because they're supposed to get lifetime appointments. However, you can give them a lifetime appointment and reassign them to a different job in the judiciary, and you're not violating the lifetime appointment clause.
Well,
you
could
move them down to the circuit.
I think it's time for you to get on the bench.
I'm too old, Izzy. I'm 73 years old.
You're too old? Really?
I'm too old.
It's too old
to
go.
I mean,
too old to be on the bench.
No, 75 is the retirement age here in Florida. But I've been off the bench for 20 years.
Hmm.
So, no, I wouldn't want to work that hard, to be honest with you.
Hmm. Well, you seem to be working very hard now. Oh, it looks
like
this is probably going to be Brendan. Let's see who this is.
Well, we should be getting a countdown.
Yeah, yep.
We should be getting a countdown.
How are you? Yeah, we should be. It's
Hello?
Almost there. Yeah.
Okay, I've got.
We
got
can
it
hear you, Brendan,
right,
and we're just waiting for the signal to get
countdown.
Started.
Yeah. For our sweetheart to tell us.
1 second.
How you doing, Jeff?
I'm hanging in there, man.
Jesus.
Yeah. Well.
More next schedule.
There's so much to talk about. I tell you what, my doctor's putting me through, but that's beside the point. We might be on right now, and we don't even know it.
I think
it's not quite
10. No, it's not quite 10 yet.
My watch must be running fast. My watch must be running fast.
Well, they could be off too, but I guess we're stuck with their system.
No, my computer says 9:59.
Yeah, that's what mine says too. So it looks like we're down to like 8 seconds and so on. So give me a moment here. Okay, we should be starting now.
I'm not hearing.